This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Well, no one's trading U.S. stocks today, but you can bet folks with money in weather derivatives will be watching their portfolios. It's a kind of obscure area of finance that gets a fresh look whenever Mother Nature throws a curveball like this. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is here to explain it a bit for us. Hello, Mitchell.
Hi, Jeff.
All right, weather derivatives. What are these things?
Well, they have these exotic names: catastrophic bonds, industry loss warrants. Basically, it's a hedge. It's a way for a company to protect itself against financial hits from weather. Look, they can't predict individual storms like Sandy, but they know Mother Nature's going to spring these things from time to time, says Nick Ernst at the New York firm Evolution Markets.
Any weather event that is going to affect the bottom line, we have the ability to write a product to protect it.
And what he'll arrange is a kind of insurance. It'll reimburse a company for lost revenue from weather. So if it's a utility or a ski area, maybe that's a warm winter snap where heating bills or lift tickets suddenly plummet. Mm-hmm. It could be e-commerce companies whose servers crash in a huge storm blackout. And, of course, property insurers.
So if you look at Florida, you look at sort of the Gulf Coast, the insurers have taken on a lot of risk in those areas. And so they try to take some of that risk and move it off of their books.
Okay, Mitchell. So who takes on that risk, though? Who's on the other side of the bet?
Big surprise here. Hedge funds, big banks, other insurance companies, they're profiting when big weather events don't happen because these companies that need protection are paying a premium. This market's going to grow. It's already $15 billion. It's going to grow probably as weather becomes more severe and more costly. And by the way, for Sandy, for this storm, it's too late to get one of these derivatives. Any storm that's already in the water, Ernst says, can't be hedged against anymore.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Thank you.
You're welcome.